Okay, we are Vavam and Aleph. We had to miss them. Okay, Ve'elu Asuris Melacha B'Truma. The following women are asked to eat Truma permanently. Pashtas, permanently. Pashtas. Again, I'll say Pashtas, we'll see it to Machlokes. Lecho B'Truma is a Drashi Imukayan, if it's a Kayan. I quite am bothered, why does Rashi say Imukayan? Why doesn't Rashi say, if it's a Bat Yisrael, she also becomes asked to eat Truma, she can't marry a Kayan? So the answer is, because since the Mishnah talks about Truma, that means we're not talking about marrying a Kayan. So we're not talking about marrying a Kayan, so because it's not what it says, Ve'elu Asuris L'Nasir L'Kayan. It doesn't say that. It says Truma. So therefore Rashi says it's talking about a Bas Kayan. Sorry, Rashi says Imhu Kayan, if the husband's a Kayan. The husband's a Kayan, because Rashi's talking about that. The truth is, the Gemara could have said Kahuna, that's for sure. But Rashi's talking about, in case she's an Aishas Kayan, she would have to stop eating Truma right now. If she's not an Aishas Kayan, she can't marry a Kayan. So therefore, if she's a Bas Kayan, she can't go back to her father's house. They ask why Rashi decides to talk about a Mukayan. I don't remember the exact answer. A woman who says, I did this. She tells her husband, I did this. Now the Mishnah Dharm says, the last Mishnah in the Dharm, I believe it's the last Mishnah, it might be the second to the last Mishnah, says that a woman who says, Tamei ani loch, Chazal did not believe her. A woman who walks into her husband and says, listen, hubby, dear, I was mezana with somebody else. I am now usher to you. I willingly had a relationship. I feel very guilty, and you're going to be living in sin with me for the rest of your life. So I want to be honest with you. I was mezana. So Chazal said, we don't believe her. This might be a way she wants out of the marriage. Her husband's not divorcing her. She's willing to forgo the tshuva. She just wants to get out of this marriage. So she makes up a bubba maisa, and she tells him, I was mizana. So therefore, Chazal said she's not believed. But that's because there was no kinu yisira. But if there's kinu yisira, then there's reason to believe that she was mizana. So she comes to her husband and says, listen, I sinned, I made a mistake, my yitzhara got the better of me, and in that sira, I was mizana. So therefore, that fear that she's using as a ploy to get out is diminished by the fact that there's raglayim b'davar. And therefore, when she says, Tamei ani loch, she's believed, and she's permanently banned from her husband, she's permanently banned from marrying a kayan, and she's permanently banned from marrying who she claims she had nus with. That is what the halacha is. Yes, doctor. Okay. Number two. Shabo Adim.
When she said that, there was no
Adim
or there were
Adim? There was Adim and Stira.
There was Adim.
That's the case. There was Stira. Because this is a contradiction to the Mishnah in the Dorim. The Mishnah in the Dorim says a woman is not believed to say that. A woman is not believed to say. Make me stop coughing. A woman is not believed to say that she was mizana. This Mishnah says she is believed to say she's mizana. So the Rishonim answer, this is post Kinu Sira. Next case. Shabo Adim Shitameya. Adim came and said that she was mizana. Now, this is talking about, Tysus says, that this is talking about she drank Saita water, and she was exonerated. And Adam come in and say that she was Mizana. Now, why did Saita water didn't work? We'll have to figure it out. She drank, she was exonerated. Two Adam come and tell us she was Mizana. Therefore, she's Asa Matuba. We believe the Adam. We deal with the fact that the water didn't work. and the side will deal with that. But the bottom line is, the Edom are believed. Taisus is Mesupik. What would be if one aid came after she drank and said, I know she has nus in that stira. I know that she has nus. Now, we believe the Ein Echad before she drank that she had nus. How about after she drank, the water exonerated her, comes in one aid, and says, I know she had nus in that stira. Is he believed or not? Tarsus is not sure. Sorry, the Mishnah does say Shabo ate them, right? Right. But never say any shaysa. A woman who refuses to drink. She does not admit guilt. She tells her husband, listen, I am not drinking. I'm not drinking. Well, that doesn't leave much option except to divorce her. It doesn't have to give her a tzibah because she refuses to drink. Which would buy her any right to ask her, I said. My husband's finished. Gone. It's finished. I don't care. I'm not interested in taking my wife to Yerushalayim and making a spectacle. I'm not interested. I'm out of this marriage. I'm finished. I'm not taking her to Yerushalayim. He can divorce her and give her a tzibah. But she's also to eat truma for the rest of her life. Because she had kinui and stira, and because her husband doesn't want to take her, she has no chance of exonerating herself. We don't know that she's guilty. We don't know that she's not guilty. We can't let her marry a kayin. We can't let her eat truma. And we can't let her marry the alleged adulterer. Even though she's willing to drink, she says, I can prove my innocence. Husband says, I have no interest. And if he has no interest, it's over. He has to pay the tzibah, but she's stuck with the consequences of her kinui yisira. Listen, lady, it's your own fault. You were warned, don't go privately in the room. You did. So don't blame your husband now. It's your fault now. He has to pay you the tzibah because you're willing to go drink. But if he doesn't want to take you, and he pays you the tzibah, you're stuck with where you were, which is asur l'truma, asur l'kuna, and asur to the alleged adulterer. I want to finish the mishnah. And the third one is, Shabbai Labar, the last one is, Shabbai Labar Labadarach. If he lives with her on the way up to Shalai, meaning after Stira, he's not allowed to live with her. If he does, the water doesn't work, and there's no way for us to prove anything, she remains Usher. Yes?
I would consider, given what's coming up on the third or the fourth parrot, not to use the word exonerate.
Okay, let's leave the Gemara. We're going to get to it right away, so we'll get to the Gemara. I'll use the word exonerate. I know what you're saying, but I'll use it anyway. We'll see you in the Gemara. Yes?
She wants to drink. He says, I'm not giving it to you, right?
Right, I'm not interested.
Right, so she can't even go back to her father?
No, she can't eat truma. The minute she did have kinui and stira, the following yisurim kick in. Asal lakuna, asal latruma, asal labao labayo.
She wants to show that she's innocent.
I'm fucked you, lady. I can't help you.
Well, that's part of the ritual.
Only if they want to preserve the marriage. He's not interested.
Well, that's exactly it. So she's not interested. So his relationship.
I mean, Michael, are you telling the Torah what to say?
No,
I'm telling you what the Torah says. You're telling me the Torah should give other rules. The Torah says drinking is only when we want to preserve the marriage. If he has no interest, there's no parsha called drinking. So you ask me, why didn't the Torah write differently? I don't know. I'm not the rabbinic scholar.
I'm not saying that there's no drinking because the husband wants out of the marriage out.
Right.
Why should that affect her relationship?
That's what the Torah says.
Why should that affect her relationship with her father's house?
She can go home. She has a bed there. She can go home. She can't eat truma. She had kinui and stira and asur and truma. I think you're mistaking the whole thing. The minute the woman has kinui and stira, she becomes asur and truma. She needs a heter.
And she wants the heter.
She can want all she wants. The Torah didn't write one for her. What would have been if the Torah wrote that the minute a woman had kinui and stira, she's banned from her husband, her bayo, and truma kuna, no way to exonerate her? There's no parsha called drinking sides of water.
That would be different.
But that's exactly what the Torah says. Unless the husband and her want to go drink. You're viewing it as a right in her that she can exonerate herself. It's not true.
It's a right.
That's not. But that's not true.
Is that what the Torah is saying?
Yeah, I'm telling you what the Torah is saying. You're telling me what you would want the Torah to say. The Torah says if she doesn't want to preserve the marriage, there is no drinking. It doesn't exist. There's no partial drinking. You can't tell the Torah what to say. You listen what the Torah does say. The Mishnah is not telling you what you would want. The Mishnah is telling you what the Torah said. There is no drinking if we're not preserving a marriage.
Even though she wants to preserve the marriage.
Exactly. He doesn't want it. It takes two partners to be married. That's going to cost them the ksuba. That's money.
What? Did they go to a local basin?
Before they go to Yerushalayim, they go to a local basin.
And when they get to Yerushalayim, is there another basin other than
the whole water? We're going to meet the whole story.
I know.
That's why we're learning Zechut Zaita, so we can find out instead of trying to jump ahead to the end of the book. Right, you read the last chapter of the book before you read the book.
Yeah. Some people do.
I know, but we don't. Not in Gemara. Maybe in books we do, but not in the Gemara. Yes, Doctor.
Answer that question. She's in a different state.
Hey,
you got a
I'm still in Ohio. You're going to be using the word state a million times, and I'm going to be using different words all the time. Rashi.
I just enjoy
fun. I understand. Rashi, Lecha Betrumim Mukai Shemayla Barbadach, Jeshub Eina Bayim Bayt Ginai, said the water won't check it. Veniki Yish Mahavim, Bismash Yish Menuka Shlebalam, Akha Shenesralam. Unless he has to be innocent, meaning he didn't live with her after Sira. Then the word works. And he said, "Menukah Mavim, ain't a mind bite can resist." Something about right to Amar Abamram. Ham Milsa Amalan Rosheshes.
What happened
to I'm sorry.
What was the Menukah part?
We learn out of the Pasi that the water only works if the husband hasn't sinned since the Stira, which means he hasn't lived with her.
Menukah is about him.
It says, Menukah ish me'avayn. So the Pasi says, Menukah ish me'avayn. So he has to be clean from sin. Dr. Gemara, Amr of Amram. Hamil Samalan Roshashis. The following thing I heard from Roshashis. The Anarlan Ainim Mimas Nisan. And he enlightened us from the Mishnah. Meaning, he said the halacha, and he proved it from this Mishnah. Saita Shiesta Adam Bamzina Sayam. A Saita that there are Adam somewhere else that know she was Mizanam. Ain Hamayim Bait Kinaisa. Even though here we have no idea what happened in the room, we have two Adam that she went in privately. We have no Adam telling us what happened in the room. But in truth, there are Adam elsewhere that know that this woman was Mizana. Right? We don't know about it. But there are Adam. Water won't work. Why? My time up. Dharmakra. But Nistra Vinitma, the Eid Aimba. Now, even though we learned the Eid Aimba means there's no two, but there is one. We also read the Pasi to say that the only times the whole parsha of Saita works is if no one else knows what happened in the room. But if there's people that know what happened in the room, then the water doesn't work. The lack of the other book. Vafuke, this comes to exclude this. The lack of the other book, this was Roshesh's rule. Roshesh just said, here's a woman, she had kinoi, she had stira. We have no Adam of what happened in the room. However, the fact is, we don't know, but the fact is, there are Adam existing somewhere that do know. We don't know about that. The water won't work. We take her to drink. We have no Adam to say anything happened in the room. The Torah says, take her to drink. The water doesn't work. She goes home, and she stays married to her husband. That means the Torah allowed her to stay married to her husband. That's what the Torah said. Follow the rules. The rules is if she drinks, survives, and we'll see later on what survives means, she's looked at her husband. She goes home. She's happily married for the next 30 years. But the truth is, there were Adim somewhere else that knew she was Mizana. The water doesn't work. And she really was Mizana. Has no practical effect here because she's looked at her husband. But Rav Sheisha said you should know that the water won't work for her. We have no way of knowing. How are we supposed to know if there's Adim and Dinah say up? We don't know. But if there are, the water won't work. Yes. Yes.
She had Adim Stira, but not Adim Aid.
Nobody knew what happened in the room that we know of.
And you only need one Aid.
Right. But we don't know what, we don't have anybody here.
So why does it say Adim instead of even Aid? Will that get to it?
I'm not sure. I'd like to finish the Gemara. The Anilan ate him in Matnizen, and he proved it from the Mishnah. The Tani Shabala ate him Shitameya. It says, Adam came and told us that she was Mizana. The Mishnah says she's permanently Aser. The Asi Adam Amos, when did this Adam come? He named him a Kamadatishti, Sinai. Well, obviously, if two Adam walk in and say a woman was Mizana, there's no reason to take her to drink. We know that. And little bus of the story. Must be they showed up after she drank. If you say that the water doesn't work, so we believe the Adam. Eli Amret, Mayim Bait Kenaisa. But if you tell me that the water works, even though Adam Arbam Dina Sayam, Tigli Milsa Lamavreya, the Sani Shakrininu. Why doesn't that prove that these Adam are liars? Because the water didn't work. It's a raya that the water is not supposed to work when there is Adam. And let me explain. Two Adam come in and say, Reuben killed Shimon. Two Adam, best evidence there is. Shimon walks in. He's obviously not dead. But two Adam said that Reuben killed him. We say, Adam is good when you don't know what happened. But if Shimon's here, we know what happened. There's no reason for Adam. You can have 100 Adam that say Reuben killed Shimon. If Shimon walks in and says hi, and everybody recognizes Shimon, we say, unfortunately, the Adam all lied. We can prove it. Shimon is here. I don't care what the Adam said, Shimon is here. Adam is the best evidence when you don't know. But if you know that something happens, Adam can't change the fact what you know. Here, the Torah said, a woman that was Mizana, after Kinu Yisira, the water works. That's what the Torah said. The water works. That's a guarantee. Guaranteed by the Rabbi Yisraelim. The water will work. Come into Adam. Here's this woman. She drank. She walked away. Healthy. Well. She walked away. Two Adam come in and say she was Mizana. We look at the two Adam and say, the Rabbi Yisraelim said you're lying. The Rabbi Yisraelim told us, that if she was Mizana, she would have popped. She didn't pop. It's a raya that she wasn't Mizana. It's a fact. It's a reality. The water is a reality. It's guaranteed by the Rabbi Nishlailam. Satisfaction guaranteed by the Rabbi Nishlailam. So I don't care what the Adam say. It's like Shimon walking in. The Rabbi Nishlailam's guarantee is as good as Shimon walking in. So therefore, must be. If we say we believe the Adam, you must say that that guarantee doesn't cover when there are Adam around. That guarantee never said that when a woman drinks, it proves her innocence, because it could be there Adam out there, and it doesn't prove their innocence. Now, if the Adam never show up, the husband's not doing a sin. The tyrant told him that they're allowed to rely on the water. He can't worry about what he can't worry about. But if the Adam do show up, it doesn't prove that the water didn't work. And it doesn't prove that the Adam are liars. The Mishnah said we believe them. That means, all it means is that the water is not supposed to work then. But that's not the husband's concern if he doesn't know the Adam exists. He can't live in fear the rest of his life that maybe the water didn't work. The tyrant told him, go to Yerushalayim, drink the water, and go buy the water. Now, it could be that the water doesn't work. That's the Rabbi Nishlalim Cheshbon. The husband doesn't have to worry about that.
The Baymar Karetin?
Yes.
I may be jumping the gun, but because the water doesn't necessarily work right away.
Again, and this is why jumping the gun is not a good idea. That's why we learn Gemara, to give the Gemara a chance to work it through.
Okay.
Yes, doctor.
With great respect and love, the examples you've given don't work at all. We'll wait for Avram to stop hyperventilating. Are you okay yet? You can bring your hand down for your number one, the example of people, the man walking in after he testified he was murdered, we have a present without using Pythagoras definitions of the past, but future. At the present time, we have something in front of us saying that the man's alive with no condition. As far as the Sota, we are trying to establish the verity of an event which may or may not have already occurred. So combining a present comparing a present experience to a past reality, which is no longer in existence, is not a comparison. Next, in terms of saying that the Sota water proves this, is not accurate.
That's why we're learning to. That's why we're learning to Gemara.
I'm aware of that.
Okay, so let the Gemara do the thing.
If you use language which indicates something which is not true, then we're going to wind up with people having a lot of questions in the future. The Sota water within the parameters of its conditions does what it's supposed to do, and specifically the husband is allowed to rely on it. It doesn't mean she did not have any relations with the person. It means the husband is allowed to live with her from then on.
Doctor, you should be my homie, please. Okay, the Gemara says you're wrong, and we're going to give the Gemara a chance to say you're wrong. That's why I'm learning the Gemara. I don't jump the gun. I'm an Ahavamina. And in the Ahavamina, to understand the Ahavamina, you have to understand the like I said it. Sheshes is proving his halacha from the Mishnah. I'm explaining how he's proving the halacha from the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to dispute Rav Sheshes in a second. I hate to say this. This is when too much knowledge can create a problem. We're in the Ahavamina of a Gemara. We're trying to understand the Havamina. The Gemara is going to answer back, and maybe Lamaskana will have to change our minds. We'll see as we go along.
Okay, as long as we're in process.
Well, I said that the whole time. Let the Gemara do its thing. I'm not paskining halacha now. I'm learning a Gemara where there's a Havamina. It's Rav Sheshes talking. Rav Amram talking. And he said, Rav Sheshes taught us that this Mishnah says it. To understand what Rav Sheshes said, it has to say that you don't believe the Adam. I mean, you do believe the Adam. But you wouldn't believe the Adam if the water would work. There's a raya that the water doesn't work. That's all I said. Meaning, without knowing this, you would have said the water is an absolute proof. Comes along from Shanks and you say, you see from the Mishnah, that it's not an absolute proof.
Yeah, no, that's what I was about to say. We see from the Mishnah per se. That is not absolute.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm learning a Gemara. But I'm explaining what would I have thought without the Chiddush in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, if the water would work, if the Havamina would be, the water would work, the Edom would be liars. What does that lie in the Gemara mean? I'm explaining a lie in the Gemara. I am not trying to tell you a maskana, and I'm not trying to tell you, I'm telling you a lie in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if the water would work, the Edom are liars. I was explaining a line in the Gemara.
I have no problem with the idea of the Havamina. I have no problem with it.
But that's what I'm doing. I'm learning a piece of Gemara.
I did not understand this. I did not understand what you're saying. The Havamina. I understood what you're saying. Okay.
Well, yes.
So I was wrong.
Okay. And for the Gemara. And because everybody's so interested in this answer, I'm going to do Rashi. I'll do the Gemara first. Amar Rav Yosef. La'olam ein melach mayim bayit kenasa. It could be Adam do not disturb the water. But there's other reasons that water doesn't work. Meaning, Rav Yosef says to Rav Sheshes, to Rav Amram, the Mishnah is not a proof. It could be that there's Adam in Medinas Hayam, the water does work. But they're not liars, because the water is not a guarantee. The water is a halacha. It's not a Rabbeinu Shlomo guarantee that no relationship took place. Because as we will learn in the Masechta later on, there are schusim that the woman can have that cause her not to die. And therefore, when a woman drinks Saita water, it is not a proof that she wasn't Mizana. It is a halacha that he can stay married to her. That's all. Therefore, it could very well be that if Adam or Bendina say, the water does work. But we will never know that because there's other reasons that the water doesn't work. Dr. Yosef, you can't prove from the Mishnah that the existence of Adam is what makes it not work. It could be that the existence of Adam doesn't affect the water. What affects the water might be something else. So therefore, unlike I said, that the water is a guarantee, Rav Yisrael is saying, no, it's not. And once it's not a guarantee, you can't prove anything from the Mishnah.
Is there a waiting period?
Again, all this is why we're learning about them. This is when too much knowledge spoils everything. I hate to say this, but the Gemara doesn't know anything. The Gemara is Amaratzim. They come in and they preach the Gemara. They know. You know what you've heard over the years. It's in your mind. And therefore you know knowledge. And therefore you're asking the Gemara. Why don't we let the Gemara do its thing and then worry about whether we works with what we said or we don't say. You're not the only one. I mean, again, I have to be able to let the Gemara do its thing. Dr. Gemara, but my commiflagi. So why does Rav Sheshis argue on that? Isn't Rav Sheshis 100% right? Dr. Gemara ben Misnavna. Does the woman get sick right away? The Rebbe. That Rebbe said, the Tanya Rebbe Oimer, Schus Taila B'mayim Hamorim, Ve'eni Yaledas Ve'edim Shabachas, Schus will keep her alive. She won't be able to give birth afterwards. She won't improve in health. Ela Misnavna Ve'elechas, she becomes sickly. I don't know what the word Misnavna, what art school uses for the word Misnavna. Gradually becomes weaker. I don't know what word it
was. Wait. He uses wasting away.
Wastes away. The same she may by Samisa. And at the end, her stomach will pop. So, but the answer is, Rav Sheshis is saying, Rav Sheshis Savar, Bein L'Rebbe, Bein L'Rabbanan, Mitznavna. This is a fact. Therefore, this woman walks away healthy from the water. There is nothing that would keep her healthy if she was Mizana. Schus will keep her alive, but it won't keep her healthy. This woman is healthy. So why isn't the water working? Two Adam come in and say she was Mizana. Hey, we have the water. And she didn't get sick. It's a raya that the water is not effective if there are Adam. That's Rav Sheshis' proof. He looks at the lady. He sees a healthy lady. He knows that schus, which is the other reason that water doesn't work, does not keep her healthy, it keeps her alive. She is not sickly. There goes Chus. We just ruled that out. That leaves us with one of two possibilities. Either the Adam are lying, or the water didn't work. So Dr. Sheshis, obviously if the Mishnah says we believe the Adam, must be that the water doesn't work, and she doesn't get sick. Unlike Chus, this will not get her sick. The water is not meant to work here. It's just like if the husband would be Mizana with her and try to speak out of the way, the water wouldn't work. It doesn't say she gets sick then. The only time she gets sick is, Rebbe says, if she gets kept alive because of her schusim, she'll get sick. If she gets kept alive because the water can't work because of technicalities, then she won't get sick. So here is the case that Adam or Bimdina Sayyam, they're in China. They know she was Mizana. Dr. Sheshis, they come and tell us she was Mizana. We don't say, hey, she drank. How could she live? How could she be healthy? Because the water doesn't work if they're Adam. That's Dr. Sheshis' opinion. Rav Yosef Savar, the Rebbe here, Misnavna, the Rabbanon will have a Misnavna. And Rav Yosef says that this mission is going like the Rabbanon. And according to the Rabbanon, she does not get sick if she drinks and has chusim. Therefore, there's no proof at all from our Mishnah. It could be this chus kept her alive, and there's no guarantee that water works. So both of them agree there's no guarantee. Rav Sheshis says there's no guarantee because there's Adam and Dina Sayam. That's the only possibility, because chus wouldn't keep her alive. And Rabbi Yosef says there's no no, there's no guarantee for a month for reasons. Because she has chosim. There can be other reasons. It doesn't prove that the water doesn't work because there's edim. So they're both agreeing, Lamaskana, the Dr. Schwab is right. The water is not a guarantee that she's exonerated. She's not a guarantee. It's a halacha that he can live with her. Now, is it a guarantee she's not exonerated? Now, according to Yitzchak, if she's healthy, it's not a guarantee because she still might have schusim and that kept her healthy. So both agree that living through the water doesn't prove innocence. It proves that the tyrant says they can stay married. Now, is there a good chance that she's innocent? Yes. Is that a proof? No. One second. And Rav Sheisha says, we know it's not chusim because chusim would not keep her healthy. Rebbe says so.
No, what I'm saying is...
I'm interrupting you. Right? Rebbe says that chusim do not keep her healthy. Right? Rebbe says that's a fact. So therefore, if the water didn't work at all, and she's walking around healthy, why didn't the water work? There's edim here. And the Mishnah says we believe the edim. Must be, the water technically doesn't work if edim exists. Yes, Harvey.
I guess this was more of a comment than a question. It just seems that this procedure, which seems so clear in the Chumash, at the end of the procedure, the Sota waters don't reveal anything, and instead of her walking away triumphantly or angry at her husband or her husband feeling abashed at what he had done, everybody's eyeballing her in at least the near future, maybe a couple years, to see if the process is in fact starting on a time release. It just is very different.
You are right, except how I had the following clause in. So I started off the Masechta, I said, and I'll be repeating it a number of times, the purpose of sight to water is to save a marriage. Now, the Rabbi Nishan decides whether this marriage is legal or illegal to be saved. Obviously, if she doesn't die by the water, right, especially if you learn like Rabbi Yosef, that she doesn't even get sick. Right? That means the Rabbi Nishan decided that these two people can stay married legally, not in sin, legally, and it's my problem. I'm going to use the word, I have to be careful. The Rabbi Nishan says it's on me. It's on me. I allow them to stay married. Now, according to Rebbe, that would never happen. Usually, I should say never happen. Because if it were schos, she'd get sick. Now, Rebbe agrees, Rebbe Yitzchak agrees, there are things that make the water not work. He doesn't agree that Adam is one of them. That's all he says. I don't agree Adam is one of them. If Shashis is trying to say the existence of Adam makes the world water not work, I don't agree with that. But he does agree that if the husband was without her on the way, and we don't know about it, the water's not going to work. So you're 100% right. At the end of the day, and this is what Dr. Schwab was claiming the whole time, it does not exonerate the woman 100%. It allows her to stay married, and chances are, if I had to put a bet on it, that she is okay, but I can't prove. It's not a proof.
I get it. I get it. It's a procedural thing that would permit them to maintain the marital relationship. Let me just ask the one question. If she walks away having apparently survived the Sota procedure, and he can't get over it, and he gives her a get, and she gets a kasuba, and then it becomes apparent that the process has begun with her, whatever it is, 2 years down the line, does she have to give the kasuba back?
I don't know. My guess is yes, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know it definitively. If you ask me, I think logically would say yes, but I can't prove it. I have no proof at this point. Maybe later in the Masechta, when we discuss the kasuba, we haven't really discussed the kasuba much. I mentioned it. Gemara never discussed it. Maybe at that point, we'll find out. At this point, my guess is that she would have to give it back, but can I say that I know that as a fact? No, I can't.
Okay.
Yes, Doc.
I asked this question probably 30 years ago to another professor, and he replied, you know, along these lines. He also added one thing. You know, we've seen clearly that the man who is a tzaddik does not have a wife who is a tzaddik. That in this case, we've got something where he is living and
performing what is necessary to rise with permission to do so, because that is what the procedure does. It gives permission to do it, to live together. On the other hand, he isn't exactly, to use someone's words, he doesn't exactly get Matryona himself.
Okay, I disagree with that. I hear you, but I disagree with that. Because with Ziva Grishin, it's not true. By Ziva Grishin, it's not true. Only by Ziva Sheni does a man get what he deserves. By Ziva Grishin, it could be that it's a Saita without him being guilty in any way, number one. That's what the Gemara said on that Beza Menalov. So I don't think that you can say definitely that he's a man that deserved it, number one. Number two, I will also disagree, and we're going to sit here and argue, and I don't want to do that, but I will also disagree and say that it's not pshat he's committing an issur d'oraisa. He's committing no issur, because the issur of living with a woman that's mezana is at the discretion of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. He decided it's usur, and he said this is mutter.
He does have permission.
Which means he's not committing an issur. The wording you used was we're allowing the person to commit the issur. It's not an issur if the Torah allows them to do it.
We live and die by words. I agree.
That's all. That's my comment.
The other, I'm sorry, I had another point.
I'm sorry. Avram called you and waiting so patiently.
I'm not patient. I mean, I put my hands up and then we'll go ahead. The point I'm saying is like this, that who's to tell what schusim she has?
Tomorrow's going to talk about it later.
Meaning she can have an unbelievable schus.
To keep her alive the most 3 years, the Gemara says.
And no sickness?
That's a machlokes, Rabbi Yosef and Rav Shai. See, Rabbi says yes, sickness. Rabbanan argue that the two opinions we're having here is what the Rabbanan argue
what
in.
What I'm saying is, like, for example, I just want to say, well, real quick story. When the gifter was sick,
yes.
It says in the magazine that Jay Schottenstein took a airport, what's it called?
Airplane, it's called.
Airplane, and he took Rav Gifter to Eretz Yisrael.
After Rav Gifter died.
Right.
Yeah, not when he was sick, just.
That's what I said when he passed on. Who's to tell what kind of supposed that is?
I for sure don't know.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
So what are you trying to tell me?
A person could have done to his...
So what are you trying to tell me?
What I'm trying to say is a person could do done his course, but he could not to everything.
Well, the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to talk about this at length. That's why we are learning the Sechta Saita, so that on Daf Vav, we don't have to make life decisions. We have time to make them as we finish the Sechta. That's why we're learning the Sechta. It's an amazing thing how the Gemara doesn't know things and has to figure them out. And by 2024, everybody knows all the answers. Well, let the Gemara do its thing. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly what's supposed to help for. And what kind of chusim help? The Gemara is not going to discuss Jay Schottenstein in this place.
Why not?
I don't know. You'll have to write a Gemara letter to Ravina and Ravashi why he didn't bring Jay Schottenstein. Yes, doctor.
I was going to suggest that she might not have to give the back in that. You can't take money from someone without a proof. And people at this time got sick and died, including hepatitis and turning yellow.
I said I don't know. So I'm not even going to say. I don't know. I can't answer that question. I don't know.
I just
want to
bring it down.
Now, according to Yaisheshes, who said that both Rebbe and Rabbanon hold that she gets sick, so what are they arguing? So the answer is, according to Rav Sheshes, they're arguing whether she dies by a popping of her stomach. Rebbe says two things. She gets sickly and dies by isamisa. Rabbanan argue. Now, what do Rabbanan argue on? Rav Yosef says, Rabbanan says she stays healthy. And Rav Sheshes says, Rabbanan agree she gets sick. They just don't think she dies by her stomach popping. Let's do Rashi. Zok Rashi, V'anelon Einen. Hebel on a riot the dwarf and Masnis. Saitis Yasla Adam and Dina Sayam Shirosh and Itmu Mizah. Very important Rashi. The Mishnah Lach points out that even this Rashi, not Adam that knows she had an illicit affair. Adam that knows she had an affair in this Tira. Shirosh and Itmu Mizah. He knows that this is what had happened. Meaning if Adam, though, a woman was Mizana, a different time, with a different man, it would have no effect on this water. When Rosh Hashanah says the existence of Adam affects the water, it's Adam that knows that happened in this era, she was Mizana. We don't know, but they know. We use this. For a site that definitely was Mizanish, like this died. And we create some of that. We don't take it out of Pashup Shat. Nobody knows is when you bring your wife. The Chol HaParsha. Oh, yes, Ba'ed. And I'm not but can I say. And Rinu Le'enen, from the Chol HaRayahu. The Pasuk is not a complete Raya. Kokach. The Shinu Le'enen to Ba'dos. Pashup Shat. We dash in this Pasuk. Talking about a woman that was Mizana. She asked Ba'ed Echad Lufanenu that we have an aid here to testify. With Olam Echelei Dishta. Zaini, if she did that surah betruma, for sure she's also betruma. But the bach ad gimel. But Tani lay, Amaris Tamei. You already said a woman that says she's Tamei. Adam tell us the same thing. Elul Abasa the Shasi. It's the Chashminan. The Loimach the Kinnu Lukashakri. We don't say they're liars. Allah Shloim Betku Hamayim. Shapir, Shemalchi Loimach the Kinnu Lukashakri. Mishum Dahavi Yadiba. Mishum Dahavi Yadiba. Loibat Kulamayim. The reason they're not liars is because the water doesn't prove anything, because they existed. Schus Tayyullah, Damar Lakhamban, Daf Chav Amar Aleph, that's where we have to wait to see this. Schus Tayyullah B'mayim Amarim, that Schus can keep her alive. The Kamifli Yerushes is Rav Yisuf and Misnavna. The Kamar Lakhamban, Gabi Yishu Shetan L'Schus, says later on that a woman that has a Schus, Schus Tayyullah Shloyitz Mabitna Mayat, her stomach does not swell right away. Rebbe says she will never give birth. And she never improves. She gets weaker. At the end of the day, her stomach swells. And her thigh falls apart, which is what the Torah says happens to Saita. That will happen to her down the line, Rebbe says. If she's a summer, let's leave your Rabbanan Allah the Rebbe, Ella Shasov, she may say by Samisa Luchot. They're only arguing on the final part, does she die by damn death? Abu Bimisnavna, Layiflik. They don't argue whether she gets sickly. The Chol Misha's Chus Taylor, Minavnahi. Anyone that's alive because of Chusim gets sickly. The zoo, however, like Misnavna, this lady's walking around healthy. So we know like talking about Chus, so we know it did not happen because of his Chus. There's a technicality here. The technicality is the Adam, the existence of Adam. Rabbi Yisrael Saver, Ruy Labadaki. It works. El Eschus Taylullah. Beimishum Loi Misnavna. She didn't get sickly. Hamani Rabbanani. Damir Lakama Eschus Taylor. The Saver, Loi Misnavna Klau. He holds that Rabbanan holds she does not get sickly. The Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yisrael are arguing in the opinion of the Rabbanan. Does the Rabbanan agree to sickly? If they do, then the fact that she's not sick means there's no schus. That means why didn't the water work? Must be that when Adam exists, it doesn't work. And Rav Yosef says that she does not get sickly. Therefore, it doesn't prove a thing. It could be Adam or around that does work. But here, it didn't work because of schus.
The that people talk about, citing the Ramo, what's the other one?
Rashi Tavlo.
Right? So people get, how could it be Rosh Vitovo? So they answer, one of the answers could be the others. One of the answers is, or Sefer written book. What? Or Sefer written book. You. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
the other one is, if this person is getting all this wisdom, he did something unbelievable, right?
You're still big with gay shots, yes.
Not Dafka in Sota. That has a limit.
See, my problem with you today, Avram, is you're trying to teach the Torah what to say instead of taking what the Torah said and figuring it out. The Gemara Daf Chav says it does have a limit. So you can't tell the Gemara, well, you're wrong because you learned back in grade school or in high school that Tadik with the Rosh of a Taivla means it's unlimited. First of all, these chusim that keep a woman alive after having kinyan sira are limited. No matter what she did, it's limited. That's what the Gemara says. So maybe if she didn't Bazana and she did other Averis, maybe the schus can keep her alive for 100 years. I don't know. That's the Rabbanis that make the cheshbon. All I'm saying is, I can't tell the Torah what to say. I can't tell the Torah, write it my way. I have to listen to what it says and work from there. The Gemara says that schus by water is a limited thing. How long? It's going to be a sugya in that chavs. But it's limited. So that means certain things can't be affected by her ma'asim taivim. Now, what's going to happen? She has to get rewarded for them. That's why there's a Rabbi Yisrael. He's an accountant. He keeps track of everything that a person does, says, thinks, from the minute they turn 12 or 13, and maybe even before that, till the day they pass on. And that accounting is done perfectly well. 100%, and he knows everybody gets paid exactly. How he does his accounting, it's his business. I don't know. I can't even imagine. But don't worry about him. The Rabbi Hashem takes care about it. But the Gemara here says it's limited, so what am I supposed to do? I can't change the Gemara. You have a kasha. Why is it limited? Because that's what the Gemara told me, that this is limited. She did unbelievable schusim. She flew Rav Gifter to Eretz Yisrael. It could be. It could be. It's unbelievable schus. But that told her Rabbi Nisim paid her back by her winning the lottery. Rabbi Nisim paid her back by her eating a good piece of chocolate. And she enjoyed that chocolate immensely. And that's why she got paid back. You know, David Krungler used to say, and I'm out of here to frighten people, but he lived this way, so it's only we're not in the Madrega. He used to tell Bunker, an ice cream cost 10 cents. In those days, an ice cream cost 10 cents. An ice cream doesn't cost 10 cents. An ice cream costs Olam Haba. That's what he used to say. To him, every time he had pleasure in this world, he viewed it as coming off his chart. Again, I'm not telling you to live this way, right? So, I don't know. Maybe she had a good chocolate, maybe even a tray for chocolate, a gewaltig chocolate that she enjoyed. And therefore, she got her schar in Olam Hazeh. I don't know how the Rabbi Yisrael pays people back. But if the Gemara tells me this is limited, it's limited. I can't help that. Yes, doctor.
We're in complete agreement. Part of the problem, with great respect to the section, is that this is probably the most misquoted Gemara which I'm aware of. What the Gemara actually said, the question was that why is there Tadak Mitovlo, Tadak Barala, Rasha Mitovlo, and Rasha Barala, in that what Moshe Rabbeinu was commenting on was he could not see the pattern. The fact that a fourth grader can see this pattern where you get this in this world and that in that world, Moshe Rabbeinu was smarter than our average fourth graders. And, as Rabbi Margaret said, great school. The question of why we do not see a pattern is emblematic of our lack of knowledge, not of the Rabbeinu Shlomo's lack of control.
Everybody should have a wonderful day and be zeichel l'schar by l'mazeh and by l'mazeh.